when it was mooted to form a social club in Willingdon City, and the first meeting was held, we all went along, and three or four of us were elected to the committee. That's how I became involved, really, because I was a committee member. The girl who I was subsequently married, she came down from Yorkshire, and she became the minute secretary. I was a secretary, and the club took off, really. It was agreed there we would start with social functions, dances, social functions. One of the first things we had was a tramp supper, and we were based then. We had no base, but we were allowed, because the Development Corporation were very good. They sponsored us, and our first base was in the old Cresta Silks factory in Willingdon City, which was near where the railway station is now. So we had a tramp supper there, all dressed up and or undressed up scruffy as we possibly could, and that was one of the occasions we had. It's a mock bonfire with red tissue paper and sticks and bottles with candles in. No health and safety in those days. It was just candles in bottles, and we were all sitting around having sandwiches and food, and generally, we all brought our own. All brought our own food. The club really took off quite quickly.
Do you continued with that sort of numbers?
Oh yes, it didn't drop. I mean, I went into the Navy in 47, so that's when I left the club. But it continued for some years afterwards. Yes, we I forget what the subscription was, 260 a year, I think, or in old money. Yes, we met most nights actually, and then when the corporation found us some premises in Bridge Road, an old workman's hut. We used to meet every night. It was open every night for whatever. Oh, yes, it was a canteen facility there. Right. And there was a small room that we set aside as a gator room, games room. It was very well provided for. Now, we used to organise dances. We organised dances to either at the Woodhall or the Drill Hall. We went to the Drill Hall in those days in Lemsford Lane. There was an army unit there with the Drill Hall, and there was a couple of flats there that army personnel lived in. So that was a good venue for dances. But we used to get London bands down, Graham Bell and his Dixieland band, and live music, and that was quite difficult. I used to go up to the agencies in London with Chris Brunning and to organise them. And of course, one occasion we had at I think it was at Woodhall. It was quite a lot of money. It was about £50 they wanted, but then they wanted it in cash, and we hadn't got cash. So what we had to do was collect all the money at the door until we got the £50, all in old pence and old, and present the band with this great sack of cash. We had no facilities otherwise to pay.
Well, no.
The fact was that it was 20 to 35, and I don't know where the 20 to 35 came from, but in fact, if there was a pretty girl wanted to come, who was a friend of one of the members, and she was 17 or 18, she was accepted as a member.
Yeah.
And I can't remember anyone who ever got to the age of 35. It was basically a youth club. Well, a young people's club. Well, I mean, in those days, with National Service, when you got to 18, you went into the forces anyway.
Of course.
And when you came out, you were sort of 20, 21, so you still qualified as a member. But I can't remember anyone who left because of age. Whether anyone got to 35, I don't know. We had a lot of singles who came along who got married, including myself. I mean, there was somebody quite rudely called it a sort of marriage bureau. Well, it wasn't. But it so happened that because we were the age group and we were the type of people, there were quite a few marriages from members. The part of the 25, 20, 35 club activity was we had the facility of the tennis court in Attymore Close, at the end of Attymore Close, which is all now just parking. There was a tennis court and a little shelter at the end, and I used to play there most evenings, really, with my wife. Well, she was my girlfriend then, and so that was quite an important part of the club's activities for those who wanted to play tennis.